We survived Fall Nationals, and it was awesome. Let's talk about it on episode number 32 of the ATA Nation podcast.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, sirs, ma'ams, instructors, students, parents from all over ATA Nation, welcome to episode 32 of the ATA Nation podcast. You may have noticed that I, your faithful podcast host, was not online last week. We did not have an episode last week, and that was because we were still recovering from the awesome event that was Fall Nationals in Little Rock, Arkansas. Man, what a time. I'm going to tell you about what I did. And then we've got some upcoming events. We've got to announce our Founders Month winners who won our books about Eternal Grandmaster, and talk about what we've got coming up here soon on the podcast as well. So make sure that you are subscribed and share this with your friends. We want to continue to grow the audience. Did you guys have a blast at Fall Nationals? I sure did. It was amazing to be back in Little Rock again. And I must say, the weather in October in Little Rock is fantastic. Oh my word, it was so nice. I love Little Rock in October. We got there, my wife and my kids went, and then my parents went along with us to help watch the kids, and we got there Monday afternoon so that we could be there for our mastership training on Tuesday. I was lucky enough to be able to go through the senior mastership training this year, and that ended with a fast. If you, we talked about this a little in past episodes, but Tuesday was our workout with members of the Masters Council, some grandmasters training us, really working on basics, going back to basics. Presiding Grandmaster Soon Ho Lee did an awesome job talking to us about some traditions and making sure that we are continuing to pass those on. And that was an excellent event. And we ended that with eating some delicious baby food. I had sweet potato. Butternut squash, which does not taste any better in baby food form than anything else. And then some peaches. And those that we eat that to break our fast. So prior to that event, we were not eating anything but just drinking water for 3 days. And before that, we spent 3 days working down to no food. So it ends up being a 9-day fast as you work down, 3 days down to no food, and then 3 days with no food, and then 3 days back up. Now, I'm going to be honest with you guys, ATA Nation. Not all masters going through that process work all the way back up over 3 days. Some of them pig out right away. Some of them regret that. A lot of people aren't hungry right away afterwards. I did not pig out because the rest of my week was completely booked up. I don't know about you guys, but I took full advantage of the training that ATA International offered this Nationals. So after completing the mastership training on Tuesday, on Wednesday, I spent a full day with Chief Master Ramundi working on the new Gumdo program. They had a Gumdo boot camp. I have been signed up for the Gumdo program for fourth degrees. I believe it's for fourth degrees and above. It might be for third degrees. You know what? I'll do some double checking for you guys. This program is separate from our traditional Songam Taekwondo. It's not the same. It is for third degrees and higher. You need your instructor's permission. You can find out about that on atamartialarts.com. This is a completely separate program. It is not related to Song Am Taekwondo, but it is super cool. I started as a white belt, and I have been enrolled in the program, but not done much training with it, unfortunately. Just with the new baby and stuff, I hadn't made the time to do it. So I signed up for the boot camp because I wanted to really kind of kick my butt into gear with this program, and I loved it. We spent the first 2 hours or so working on some great basics with the gumdo and really making sure that we understood the strikes, the importance of the basics. This is something that a lot of us, gumdo is a very particular art. It's very detailed. And a lot of us only know gumdo from the gumdo forms that we have in our Protex system. And really, this is an analogy I heard at one point. Learning a gumdo form without learning the gumdo basics like this program is a lot like someone coming in off the street, starting as a white belt and teaching them Shimjun, teaching them the first degree black belt form. They might be able to go through it, but it is not going to be, correct the way that a first degree black belt would be able to perform that form. And this is the same thing with this traditional gumdo program. This is giving us the background, giving us all the details to make sure that we can perform gumdo properly instead of just going right to this big complicated form and thinking that we can do a great job with it. So I love it. I love being a white belt again. I plan on testing for my next belt in the gumdo program in January. That event, the boot camp at headquarters, not only did we get to work with the gumdo, we got to do a little bit of the gumdo sparring, got to check out the really awesome gumdo sparring gear. We got to do traditional Korean archery, which is part of this program as well. So we went outside and we got to shoot the bow and arrow. We also got to do some cutting with live swords. So we cut some pool noodles, and it is a lot more complicated to cut with a sword than most people think it is. Just to get the angles just right, to get the cut just right, very complicated. So we started with some pool noodles, and then they had some of the bamboo mats that were rolled up that we were able to practice and try cutting as well. And it was awesome. One of my favorite things to do that week was probably that gumdo boot camp. After the training, we got to watch students that have already gone through some of the program test for new belts. So there's been people who have been involved with this program for a while with Chief Master Ramunde, and some have been doing the program with ATA, and they all were able to test. So that was super cool to watch as well. And then I went right from that. We had no lunch break that day. I brought with me a protein bar or two. Had a little bit of breakfast at the hotel, so I was still doing a good job of moving back up to full food. And we went right from there to the Masters ceremony for the 2020 Masters. These guys had quite the challenge. Trying to get all their training done. They had to do a bunch of it virtually because everything was canceled in 2020. They weren't able to go through the ceremony. ATA made a special ceremony for them to be able to start using their new titles last year, but weren't able to do the full mastership ceremony. And so they were able to do that on Wednesday night there in Little Rock, and I was super glad to see a lot of my friends who were going through senior mastership training and some masters and chief masters be able to go through that since they'd waited so long. It was great to see. And thanks to ATA, especially Senior Master Taekwon Lee, who produces that event, for the opportunity to be able to do two this year. I know that's a lot of stress, a lot of work to get done, but they had that on Wednesday night and then Thursday night for the 2021 Masters. Thursday, I went to a full day of training as well. Actually, the first half of the day was spent practicing the ceremony for Thursday night. All the inductees go and we walk through the ceremony and make sure we know what we're doing. And then that afternoon, I went and learned the single Songjibong color belt form and the double Songjibong color belt form that Senior Master Kaminsky and Senior Master Barry were teaching, and they did an awesome job. These forms for colored belts are fantastic. I'm really excited about them. I'm getting ready to teach today these two forms at my school starting next week with our new cycle. And these forms are going to be part of the curriculum for a lot of schools. And they will be part of the tournament circuit starting the 23-24 season for our color belt students. So I think they give a great basic understanding of the weapons, some great strikes, really build a foundation for learning those black belt weapons forms. So I went and took that. I was very excited about that. A lot of fun. I was actually just teaching some of my staff this weekend. It was a good time. We, from there went right to, the Thursday night, master's ceremony. This is the one I was lucky enough to be a part of. Wednesday night, I just sat in the Gate and Garden and, cheered on my friends. On Thursday night, I got to be part of the master's ceremony, being inducted as a senior master, and it was, a blast. It was a super cool event. I think it was, probably almost a little more cool the second time through because I wasn't as nervous about messing stuff up in the ceremony, as I was the first time going through, as a master. This time I'd been through the ceremony before. I'd watched it a bunch of times in the garden. And so, I was a little more relaxed at going through the ceremony. So it was a great event. Friday morning started off with the international testing. Great event there as well. I had a student of mine do another midterm towards his sixth degree. I didn't get to watch him. I was on the panel watching some fourth degrees, and they did great. Our panel gave out some great advice to the testers after they were done. And it's always great to listen to these grandmasters, these chief masters, senior masters talk about how to improve our testings and stuff. And they gave some really good advice there. After that, I actually got a small break. It was a small break, not a long break. Then I came back and had team sparring competition. I'm the coach of an awesome team, A3, and they did a great job placing third place in combat and second in sparring, I believe, or was it flipped? No, I think that was correct. That was Friday night. We went out to eat with some of my students that were down in Little Rock for the event. Saturday, judged. Had some students compete that we watched, and then we headed out of town right back home. And that's why you didn't get an episode last week, because Nationals was a packed week. It was my first big event, having two kids in the hotel room. Trying to figure that out was something crazy. And we took a week off. I wanted to do a recap of Nationals last week, we just didn't get around to it. I would love to hear what your favorite part of Nationals was. If you were there, text me your favorite part of Nationals, 260-250-3975. I would really love to hear what you loved about Nationals. I don't know. For me, it'd be tough. Obviously, going through the senior mastership process was my favorite. Gumdo was awesome. I don't know. There's just so many, there's so many great stuff at Nationals this year. The weather, I'm going to say, was one of my favorite parts there as well. Let's get to, some upcoming events though, all across ATA Nation.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there's an athlete development seminar coming up in California. These are going to start taking place across the country. Senior Master Kaminsky, Master Jesse Isaacs, and Master nominee, I believe, Mr. Haynes, are... starting to set these up across the country. November 14th is in California. I think it's taking place right after their tournament there, from 8 to 1. These events are super cool. They have different skills that you're going to be working on, whether they're forms or combat, regular sparring. It's going to be a great event. So definitely check that event out. You can find that on atamartialarts.com. And if you go at the top to the programs section, go down to advanced training, you'll see that in there. That's where you can also find the information about the traditional Gumdo program that is available for third degrees and above. Make sure you talk to your instructor about that, of course, as well. There are Class A tournaments coming up. Charlotte, North Carolina, November 3rd and 4th is a great Class A. Obviously, Spring Nationals coming up in April. They've started some registration for that. I think the tournament registration is up. In December, we have December 3rd and 4th is a Class A in Texas, hosted by Senior Master Hornbuckle. And then, let's see, any B events. October, that one's over. November 6th, Miss Hoover has a tournament in, I believe that's Louisiana. Merrillville, Indiana has one on the 6th as well. Oakland, Tennessee has a Class B on the 6th as well. The weekend of the 13th, there are 4 tournaments across the country that you might want to check out. California, Colorado, New Jersey, and our good friend Mr. Bedford has one in Missouri. And then if you want to come to my neck of the woods, November 20th, Class B tournament in Tecumseh, Michigan. Then in December, December 4th, there are 2 Class B events, one in Arkansas and one in Fortville, Indiana. Again, my neck of the woods, Indiana and Michigan. So those are some great events to go and check out. Let's go to our listener feedback real quick.
Listener feedback.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to give some shout-outs here to some individuals who competed at Nationals. Let's see. Mr. Stephen Hickman, second in traditional weapons, first in creative weapons, second in extreme weapons at Nationals. Way to go. Congratulations. Ronald Allen. Wasn't able to make it this time. That's my fault. I've been having some great conversations with ATA Nation on our Secret Insiders group. Gabriel Yost did first in forms and third in weapons. Congratulations. That is fantastic. I had a couple of students go and compete and do well. It was nice to be able to have some go to Nationals with it being a little bit closer. For our guys, it was a little easier to drive to than Florida. Let's see if we have anyone else. I also want to announce our winners for our Founders Month giveaway that we did. Oh, here we go. Matthew Holbrook got a third in forms and in weapons. Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. And here is one of our winners. So we were giving out the 2 volumes, volume 1 and volume 2 of He Touched Our Lives. And volume 1 is going to go to Maddie Shepherd, I believe is Maddie's last. Yes, Miss Maddie Shepherd. I'll be reaching out to you, ma'am. Congratulations on winning that book, He Changed Our Lives, Volume 1. If you want to hear more about that, one of our past episodes in October, we talked with Chief Master Cole about the creation of that book. And then Volume 2, I wish I had a drum roll on my production stuff here. Goes to Miss Natalie Wilkinson. Miss Natalie Wilkinson will be reaching out to you as well. Congratulations on those wins. Ladies, gentlemen, are you guys not good sharing the podcast? Are you not entering? Come on. Oh, you know what? I was lucky enough. I met two of our fans at Nationals as well. Let me see. Sergio was one of the gentlemen I got to meet at Fall Nationals. I actually met him in one of the concessions line and then met him and his son elsewhere as well. And one of our biggest fans, Mr. Abraham Shaddix, I had meant to try to meet at World Championships. Our paths didn't cross, but he and I got to meet up at Nationals, and it was great to see you there, sir. I always enjoy getting to meet our fans. Let's see what we've got coming up in November and December for our podcast episodes. In December, we'll be taking a couple of weeks off for the end of the year, but we are going to have episodes in the next couple of weeks on goal setting. We want to really hit the end of the year with thinking about what we did this past year and coming up with some great goals for 2022. All right, because we want to continue to be out there working hard and taking action. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you or hear you next episode. Give us a shout out. Text us at 260-250-3975 to join the insiders. And until next week, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Secret part. Hope you guys don't mind too much having a solo episode. I know a lot of times they're not quite as enlightening as our guest episodes, but sometimes it's nice to just kind of go through what's been happening, get some information out there, and get ready for some new episodes with some guests and things. I am actually going to be looking at bringing on one of you dear listeners. So if you're interested in being a guest and talking about your goals, I'd love to interview one of our listeners about their goals. What you need to do is you need to text me at that secret number we mentioned earlier. Okay. See you next week.